If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Wausau East sends the bottom of their lineup to bat in the top of the fourth inning. It's eighth batter, Bryce Widmark, ninth batter, Sam Peterson, and then the top of the order, Tanner Delke. Austin Solomon is out to work his second inning, and we can now close the book on the injured starter, Sean Lutke. Lutke worked two complete innings and then faced two batters in the third before leaving with that elbow problem. One run, it was earned, three strikeouts, three walks. Lutke allowed three hits, and those two runners that Solomon inherited did not score, left stranded on the bases. Pitch to Bryce Widmark is down low. That's ball one from Austin Solomon. Righty against righty, so everything turns around here. The Evergreens had Lutke starting a left-handed pitcher, and now Solomon on in relief, a right-handed pitcher. Gets that fastball over. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreens and East Baseball, sponsored by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses, for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. 1-1 pitch, line drive to right field. It's going to fall in front of right fielder Bryce Hines. It's a leadoff single for the Lumberjacks. Bryce Widmark is on first base. Three innings in a row, three out of the four innings that Wausau East has put the lead runner on. If you're a regular D.C. Everest baseball listener here on Fox Sports, you know my stat. The lead runner scores 51% of the time, just over 50-50 when you put him on with nobody out. And that's what the Lumberjacks are trying to do here. Everest leads 3-1. There's a throw over, and Bryce Widmark is back. Adam Peterson got a walk from Sean Lutke his first time up, so he's facing Austin Solomon for the first time. Solomon's pitch down the first base line. Cody Cocker is playing in at third, wondering if they're going to try and sacrifice and move this runner over. Wausau East has been content to play small ball. Also down the first base line, there's someone up throwing in the Wausau East bullpen. A little out of our view to see just who it is. Not sure if that's just Ben Sebring trying to stay loose there in the cold weather, or if somebody else is going to be coming in when we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch, looking to bunt. Strike on the outside corner. Snap throw down to first. Runner gets back. Widmark is in there safe, and meanwhile, Adam Peterson, who's been able to get this bunt down so far, is down 0-2 in the count. Evergreens and East Baseball, sponsored by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Tlusty and Kennedy SC, Attorneys at Law. Representing Evergreens and Lumberjacks fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Austin Solomon deals 0-2, looking to bunt again. Doesn't get the bunt down. It's called strike three. And Adam Peterson is out. It's a poor at-bat for Adam Peterson. Pulled the bat away twice, had two strikes called on him, and then when he's supposed to execute that sacrifice bunt, he's called out on a third strike. It's the second strikeout for Austin Solomon. The Lumberjacks wanted to move the runner over to second base and did not, and here comes Tanner Denke. Denke may be happy that he's not facing Sean Lutke. Struck out twice. Throw over to first base, and Bryce Widmark dives in safely. Evergreens are still playing in at the corners. First baseman Brady Burrell is holding the runner on, and third baseman Cody Cocker is now even with the bag. Off-speed pitch. And Tanner Denke was way out in front of it. No balls, two strikes. Denke was confused, was not expecting that off-speed pitch at all. Bad swing. One man out as we play the top of the fourth. Lumberjacks have that runner on first. Pitch there is on the outside corner. That's strike two. Just kind of unusual. You have a leadoff batter here who is one strike away from striking out in all three of his plate appearances. You're looking for a leadoff batter who puts the bat on the ball, makes contact, gets on base. So far, that has not been Denke's game. Maybe he'll get himself straightened out as we move forward. 0-2 pitch coming from Austin Solomon. Did not chase the outside fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. Wausau East on the season is 5-7. So they've been better out of conference than they have been in conference. But they picked up their second conference win yesterday, win over Wausau West. Here's Austin Solomon's 1-2 pitch. It's a ground ball. Solomon right at the pitcher's mound, goes to second, gets one, back to first, not in time. The Evergreens do get the second out, and they get the lead runner there. And now with a runner on first and two down, Will Brand will bat. Austin Solomon was just a little slow getting that ball out of his glove. And it made it more difficult for the shortstop Alex Kell to turn two over at second base. Left-handed batter Will Brand is DHing, and he'll take his turn now. Will Brand is DHing for the shortstop, Luke Strick. Strick was the pitcher and was the winning pitcher in yesterday's game. First ball swing. This is popped up shallow down the left field line. Is that going to drop in? That is a foul ball. That area down the left field line is an obstructed view for us here in the press box. We have to look down at our umpire and get that nice, clear indication foul ball. We appreciate that. No balls, one strike. Runner goes back to first base, and Will Brand steps back into the batter's box. So the Lumberjacks have wanted to move that runner into scoring position, and they have not been able to after that leadoff single. 0-1 pitch coming here. Brand keeps his hands back, again lines that down the left field line, and that is foul again. That was closer than the earlier foul. Instead, it's 0-2. Evergreens leading the Lumberjacks 3-1. Lumberjacks trying to get a run here with two outs. Bottom of the Evergreens batting order is due to bat in their half of this inning. 7, 8, and 9. Hines, Ryan Kell, and Alex Kell. Combined, those three batters have two hits. Two of the Evergreens, three hits. But that's looking ahead. Austin Solomon's got to get out of the top half of the inning. His 0-2 pitch bounced down the first baseline this time, and it's foul. Runner was moving, and catcher Mason Hagenbusher trots out to the mound there to talk to Austin Solomon. Probably the message from Mason Hagenbusher is, let's not give a pitch that's too fat here. We're ahead in the count, 0-2. I don't think I'd want to come in with a fastball here to Brand. Try something off speed. Let's see if they're on the same page. 0-2 pitch, fastball, called strike three. See, what do I know? That wouldn't have been my pitch selection, but it worked just fine. Austin Solomon gives up a leadoff single, battles back with two strikeouts, and the Lumberjacks do not score in their half of the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up next with D.C. Everest leading Wausau East 3-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. If you're a Lumberjack or an Evergreens fan, we're glad to have you along. We give you the DC Everest Sports Package because this is a home game for the Evergreens. Later on in the year, when these teams play over at Wausau East, Tom King will be the play-by-play voice here on Fox Sports Radio. Next season, when we start the football season, Tom King begins his 20th season as the voice of the Lumberjacks. Ben Shoebring's back out to work the bottom of the fourth to Bryce Hines in the first pitch on the outside corner. That's a strike. We had wondered if Shoebring's day was coming to an end because we did have some action in the bullpen. I believe that was Shoebring who was just warming up there. Bounces that second pitch, foot or two in front of home plate. One ball, one strike. So Shoebring started off Hines with a fastball, then tried something off speed that didn't really get particularly close. We started with a couple of innings. That's let up for a while here, and we're glad for that. Pitch misses outside, two balls and a strike. Shoebring has allowed two runs in the second and one in the third. So the Evergreens have scored three unanswered runs for this 3-1 lead. Pitch there misses inside. It's three balls and one strike. So Shoebring is in danger of putting the lead runner on here in the bottom of the fourth. Really, the story of the game was the Lumberjacks' missed opportunity back in the third inning where they loaded up the bases. Did not score. And here, four of the five pitches offered to Bryce Hines are balls. He just walked. That is the third walk that Ben Shoebring has issued against one strikeout. And all three of the runs that are charged to Shoebring are earned. Lumberjacks have played errorless baseball. Evergreens assessed one error on an infield grounder. Throw over to first, runners back. We should talk a little about the defense. I know it's an unpleasant topic for both of these teams. Neither of these teams are particularly good fielding teams. Evergreens looking to move the runner over here. A bunt from Ryan Kell. It's a foul ball. He bunted that straight into the ground, and then it rolled foul just near home plate into the left-handed batter's box. So while both of these teams have committed a lot of errors this season, it's been in different ways. The Evergreens have had trouble on the infield. They've thrown the ball around a lot, but a lot of ground balls have been misplayed, a lot of wide throws over to first base. The Lumberjacks had a time earlier in the season, it seemed like they couldn't catch anything that was hit to the outfield. You'd have fly balls that outfielders were unable to rein in and would just drop for base hits. So some of those are errors that really aren't errors if the outfielder doesn't actually have a touch of their glove. Throw over to first. Bryce Hines is back. Heard one of Tom King's broadcasts. Tom gave a good old-fashioned, "What's going on here?" Never a good sign when you're saying that. 0-1, and again, Ryan Kell was squaring to bunt, and the throw goes over to first base to try and keep that runner close. Evergreens up by two. Look like they're willing to try and move this leadoff runner on into a scoring position. Try and build the lead a run at a time. That might be a good strategy here. Squaring to bunt. Nope, they let him hit away. Ooh, and just pulled it foul down the third base line. The third baseman, Bryce Widmark, was two and maybe three steps in on the grass. And Ryan Kell squared to bunt and pulled the bat back, was able to take a full swing at it, and just got it to the other side of the bag. He straightened that out. It would have been down the line for extra bases, and a run would have scored likely if it got into the corner. Instead, Ryan Kell is down 0-2 in the count. I think that kind of telegraphs that he's going to be swinging away here. So then you wonder if we'll try and hit and run, or if you have confidence in the speed of Bryce Hines to try and just have him steal second base. That's why there's another throw over there from Shoebring. And here is his 0-2 pitch going home. Runner is not going, and the pitch is up high. It's a ball and two strikes. We're playing the bottom of the fourth. The Evergreens have the lead 3-1. Lumberjacks have outhit the Evergreens 4-3 to this point. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Runner is not going. It's an off-speed pitch, and it drops in, called strike three. Ryan Kell thought that off-speed pitch was coming at his head. He was backing out of the batter's box, and on the change of speed, really a nice pitch there from Schubring, dropped in for a strike. So Ryan Kell fails to move the runner over, and here's Alex Kell. Kell had an RBI single back in the second with two outs. Scored Bryce Hines, and here's a line drive to left field. Down the line, if it's fair, it's going to be triple in the corner, and it is just foul. That ball almost made it out to the warning track on the fly. That was well hit. Just foul, though. Alex Kell sent that one for a ride. And that was an off-speed pitch. Kell, that's what you want to do. Just what the coaches teach you in batting practice. Keep those hands back when you realize that it's an off-speed pitch. Got to be patient and make good contact through the hitting zone. And that's what Kell did there. Straighten it out and you'll get a hit there. No balls, one strike. Runner is caught between second and first. It's going to get in there. It's going to be a stolen base. Oh, my. The Lumberjacks should have had the run.
First and second, and the throw from first baseman Ian Corbett was very slow getting over to his shortstop, and Bryce Hines, who should have been picked off, gets a stolen base. And some of the Walsall East players complaining like, was he out of the baseline? I mean, he wasn't. 0-1 pitchers. Now a single brings in a run out in front, swinging and missing there is Alex Kell. No balls, two strikes. There's one out now with a runner on second. Mason Hagenbusher is on deck. So the Evergreens will have at least two chances to bring in this run from second and extend their lead. 0-2 pitch. Let's see if Alex Kell can shorten up and make contact. He did. He fouled it off. Fouled off right in front of the Walsall East dugout. One of those coaches retrieves that ball, throws it back to our home plate umpire. Alex Kell at no balls, two strikes. I get the feeling that Alex could shorten up this swing and put the ball in play. He's not down until he's completely out at 0-2. Fastball there, up high for a ball and two strikes. Good eye there from Alex Kell. Bryce Hines is the runner at second, and there's one out. Evergreen's up by two and looking for more here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sean Lugke, starting pitcher for the Evergreens, left with what looked like an elbow injury. Off-speed pitch, foul back. Still 1-2. Austin Solomon on in relief, an emergency relief appearance. And Austin Solomon's been sharp. Looks like he's going to be a tough customer. Solomon has allowed only one hit and has not been scored on. Ben Schubring comes set, looks at that runner at second, steps off with a big lead there. The Lumberjacks were trying to sneak the second baseman, Adam Peterson, in behind the runner. Schubring stepped off but did not throw over. And the batter, Alex Kell, steps out now. He's back in. A ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch that's bounced in the dirt. It's in front of the catcher, and the runner's going to advance. A wild pitch moves the runner from second to third base. Ben Schubring had a big lead at second, and had such a big lead that when the ball was in the dirt and bounced in front of catcher Sam Romanski, decided to keep on going. And now the Lumberjacks are going to play the infield in to try and cut down this run from scoring at third. The count is two balls and two strikes. So now Alex Kell can hit something with authority through the infield. There it is, line drive, gets over the shortstop's head, and the Evergreens will get a run. Luke Strick was just not able to get up quite tall enough to make that catch. And Alex Kell is two for two and brings in a run. And, you know, it's always a roll of the dice when you play the infield in. If the left side of the infield was playing back at regular depth, that would have been an easy lineup. Would have been handled by the shortstop or third baseman. Instead, it's an RBI single, and the Evergreens lead 4-1. And now the Walsall East Lumberjacks are going to make a pitching change here, I believe. Coach gathering at the mound. The entire infield is in. Maybe this is just a chance to talk strategy with Mason Hagenbusher and the top of the Evergreens batting order to come up. The hit column is now even at 4-4, and the Evergreens with another run-in have a 4-1 lead. See if this is the end of the afternoon for Ben Schupring, and see if someone else will be pitching here for the Lumberjacks. Home plate umpire now is taking the walk out to the mound to break up this conference, so it is decision time for the Lumberjacks if they in fact want to make a pitching change or not. And Schupring is going to survive this conference. So with one out, they're going to give Schupring a chance to try and get out of this inning at least. Mason Hagenbusher, who is 0-2, is coming up. And with Alex Kell, pretty good speed at first, I wouldn't be surprised to see Alex Kell try and take a base here. Throw over there to try and keep him close. Evergreens baseball and Lumberjacks baseball today on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live shine. A bunt from Mason Hagenbusher right down the third base line. Catcher picks it up and throws, gets him at first base. Mason Hagenbusher, I think, was bunting for a base hit there and almost had it with his speed. Still get credit for the sacrifice, moving the runner over to second base with two outs for Cody Cocker.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I would like to see you get that runner over to third if you can. Instead, Mason Hagenbusher moves the runner to second, and now you do leave it up to the next man in the order. Cody Cocker's got to deliver a hit to the outfield here. Cocker walked and lined out to the second baseman, and the first pitch to him is up high. 4-1 Evergreens over the Lumberjacks. For the Lumberjacks, just kind of this up-and-down season. Something good happens yesterday against Wausau West, and not all that much good has happened here. Pitches up high, 2-0. Again, the Lumberjacks are kind of like the Evergreens. Once you get past their number one pitcher, it gets a little thin. And Luke Strick, their number one pitcher, had to go in yesterday's game against West. 2-0 pitch, line drive through the left side of the infield and into the outfield. Evergreens going to try and score a run, and they will. 5-1, D.C. Everest widens their lead on an RBI single from Cody Cocker. Cocker also did a good job waiting on that off-speed pitch. And now Mike Plaza comes in. Plaza, of course, dangerous with men on base. So you leave yourself open to a little second guessing. Was the time to take Ben Schupring out when he was facing Hagenbusher? Instead, he's given up another run, and now he's got to face Mike Plaza. Runners going, hit and runs on. Ground ball well down the foul line, picked out by the third baseman. Throw is wild and safe. That was a close play at first base. The first baseman bobbled the throw. Let's see if we're going to score that a hit or an error. That's up to our official scorer. It's going to be an error. And what should have ended the inning allows the inning to continue. I think the error will go on the throw there, yes? Yes, sir. So we'll assess an error to Bryce Widmark. First error for the charge to the Lumberjacks. And here comes Wyatt Brown, batting cleanup. Brown has flied out twice to left field, takes the first pitch and fouls it back into the screen for strike one. So, I mean, this inning should be over if it wasn't for that wide throw over at first base. And instead, the Evergreens batting with two outs and runners on first and second. There's an off-speed pitch. It's down low. It's one ball and one strike now. Cocker at second, Plaza at first. And Wyatt Brown trying to keep the inning going. Another run or two here. It looks like you're on the verge of blowing this game open. Off-speed pitch. Yeah, that's dropped in for a strike. It's a ball and two strikes. Wyatt Brown, coming into today's game, got the batting average up to 243, and he got off to such a slow start, he was below 200 for a good part of the season. This is chopped down the third baseline. Foul. Rolls in front of the Evergreens dugout harmlessly. A ball and two strikes still. Lead runner Cody Cocker was going there. Was almost all the way to third base by the time that ball was put in play. Two outs, and here comes another 1-2 pitch to Wyatt Brown. Off-speed pitch, hit off the pitcher's leg, loose in the infield, everyone safe. Evergreen's trying to score a run, play at the plate, ball is loose, and the run comes in. And the runners will move up as well. It's going to be an infield hit for Wyatt Brown because it went off the leg of Ben Schubring and then bounced behind the mound. And for a moment, while that ball was coming to plate, there was going to be a play at home. But Sam Romanski was unable to secure that in. And now, you know what? The home plate umpire is pointing to someone over at the Evergreens bench. And there's a question about what happened at home plate now, and it involves Cody Cocker. The umpire and Coach Dave Langbin and Cody Cocker are conference.
And you know what? I mean, maybe they're going to say that Cody Cocker didn't slide and spike the catch. I didn't see it that way. Cody Cocker got down. The ball and the runner arrived there at about the same time. Not sure if Cocker and the catcher said something. I mean, the home plate umpire pointed very emphatically towards the Evergreens dugout, telling someone in the dugout to take a seat. Well, indeed, the run does score. And again, Wyatt Brown does get credit for a hit. And because there was a play at the plate, the Evergreens moved the runners up to second and third, as it was Cody Cocker who came in on what's going to turn out to be an infield hit and an RBI for Wyatt Brown. Evergreens have three runs in, and two of those three runs coming with two outs. Here comes Sean Lutke coming in. Pitches over for a strike. Maybe it was someone on the bench that reacted to the contact at home plate. Again, Sean Lutke, he slid late. Sam Romanski had the ball arriving at the same time. Romanski did not hold on to the ball. Wasn't a violent, per se, contact at the plate, but there was contact there. Count now is one ball and one strike to Austin Solomon. Solomon singled and drove in a run back in the third inning. Gave himself a two-run cushion with his own RBI. A hit here could bring in two more in what's now a 6-1 ball game. Pitches up high, two balls and one strike. Wausau East can keep the infield back because there are two outs. The play is over to first base on a ground ball. And Ben Schubring struggling to get through the fourth inning here. 2-1 pitch, and that's over. The count now is 2-2. Today's broadcast on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. We will reboot the Comrex 10,000 between innings back for our board operator. Outside corner, strike three, and Austin Solomon is struck out to bring the inning to an end. The Evergreens score three runs on three hits. They send eight men to the plate. And at the end of four, the Evergreens have opened up a 6-1 lead over the Lumberjacks. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone & Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives. Now we're husbands, wives, parents, and friends. And sometimes we forget that the biggest challenge can be asking for support. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for veterans. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. It matters.
Top of the fifth inning is on, and he has given way.
Austin Solomon. Solomon is now out to work his third inning, and he'll face 3, 4, and 5 in the Wausau East batting order. Cameron Gripsmacher to lead off. And the Lumberjacks, you just get the feeling, have to have an answer at this stage in the ballgame. Evergreens have scored 6 unanswered runs now. And Wausau East, not really a high-powered team. got to chip away at this a little bit at a time. Austin Solomon came back on in the third inning and has worked well since. Starts off Gritzmacher with a strike at the knees. No balls, one strike. And there's a half swing, and that'll cost Gritzmacher a strike, no balls and two strikes. Chatting it up here at the press box, a little more about what happened, the action at home plate between Cody Conker of the Evergreens and Sam Romanski. But there may have been, even after the ball got beyond Romanski, there may have been a little additional contact, and maybe that's what they were talking about. As those players got tied up, and maybe Cody Conker lowered that shoulder a little bit. This ball is chopped to first base. Brady Burrell fields it cleanly, takes it over to the bag himself, and Cameron Gritzmacher is retired to lead off the fifth inning. Again, the Evergreens got that run off an unusual play. A ball hit back through the box and off the leg of pitcher Ben Schubring. The ball then came loose behind the mound, and the Evergreens were able to bring Conker around from second to score. Again, with a throw to the plate, where it looked like the runner and ball arrived at the same time. Again, Conker's got a slide there, and he did, but there was still contact between catcher and runner, and the catcher didn't hold the ball. Here comes Ben Schubring, the pitcher, ground ball, cut off by the third baseman, Cody Conker, but Conker has a play to first, got him. Conker threw him out from his knees. That's a nice play from our third baseman. And Cody Conker gets a thank you from shortstop Alex Kell, who was playing back. Conker came in, moved to his left, and was still able to get that throw over to first base. Nice play at third. And here comes Ian Corbett now with two outs and none on. Evergreens now own the hit column, 6-4, and are up 6-1. And Austin Solomon, if anything, seems like he's throwing better, that he's stronger now that he has the lead. He starts off Corbett with a strike on the outside corner. Of course, the Evergreens, with the defense being the way it is, nothing's really safe. And there's a pitch inside, almost hit Ian Corbett. Corbett had to go down to his knees to avoid getting hit by that fastball. It's one ball, one strike. Tomorrow, early wake-up call for these Evergreens and for your friendly Evergreens announcer. So we'll drive over to Eau Claire to take on Eau Claire Memorial. First game of our doubleheader starts at 10. 1-1 pitch, fly ball to right field. Bryce Hines settles under it and makes the catch, and that's a 3-up, 3-down inning, easiest inning of the ball game so far for Austin Solomon. The Evergreens will come up in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading 6-1 over the Lumberjacks. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fox.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Evergreens leading the Lumberjacks 6-1, and Ben Schubring's day is over. Schubring may have been left in a little too long here. He gives way to Bryce Widmark, so Widmark will start with a clean bottom of the fifth inning with his team trailing by 5 runs. Pitcher Ben Schubring stays in the game and moves over to third base, and Widmark had been the third baseman, so they're just changing positions. There is also a defensive change for Wausau East in the outfield. Brennan Becker comes in to play left field. Evergreens will send Brady Burrell to the plate. See if the Evergreens have this killer instinct here to try and widen this lead even more, leading by 5 runs. Well, Ben Shubring, the starting pitcher for the Lumberjacks, changes positions, a lot of off-speed pitches. You know, kind of more of a crafty than a power pitcher. Bryce Widmark is going to be more dependent on the fastball here, so this will be a different look from the Lumberjacks pitching staff for the Evergreens. Here comes Brady Burrell. Burrell 0 for 2. Leading off the bottom of the fifth, first ball hitting deep in the hole at shortstop. Luke Stark with a long throw, throws it over the head of the first baseman. This is going to be a throwing error, and it's going to go all the way to the fence, so it'll cost two errors and two bases here. A throwing error from shortstop Luke Strick, and Brady Burrell goes to second base. You could tell as soon as that ball left Strick's hand that it was going to be high over the first baseman Ian Corbett's head. And the Evergreens start the inning with a runner on second base, and here comes Bryce Hines. Hines has scored two of the Evergreens' six runs. And Evergreens coach Dave Langman is coming out from third base to talk to the infield umpire. The question is whether the ball went under the fence, and if it did, it would be out of play, and there would be an extra base there. And that's what Coach Langman's asking about. They're saying, no, that ball stayed in play, even though it was thrown over the first baseman's head, which is why the runner is correctly at second base. That's where Brady Burrell is. And now Bryce Hines steps in. Hines reached on a fielder's choice and was walked by starting pitcher Ben Shubring. Looking to bunt here and move the runner over, and that's bunted foul. In fact, I think that hit the catcher. So Sam Romanski collisioned at the plate. And now I think that foul ball hit him in the hand. And the catcher's got so much equipment on, but those hands are exposed. And yeah, he's looking at his right hand, his non-glove hand. And his coach is coming out to take a look at that here, so we're going to have a brief delay. Evergreens are leading 6-1. Rain has stopped, little sun trying to work through the clouds. Still another cold game, and our wind right now is dead calm. The Evergreens are going to use this opportunity for Bryce Hines to huddle up with his coach, Dave Langman. And coach will also get a chance to talk with Brady Burrell, who's the runner here. So while the trainer comes out and looks at the catcher, Sam Romanski, the Evergreens can talk strategy as they try and get another run. And I'm not sure if Romanski is going to leave the game or not. He's taking off his glove, and it looks like, what, are they going to tape him up? Or are we going to have a change here? They're going to have the pitcher, Bryce Widmark, play catch with one of his infielders to try and keep warm. As they continue to look at the hand of catcher Sam Romanski, as that bunt attempt wasn't down, instead was back for a foul and hit Romanski. And it looks to me, even though it's kind of a long ways away, it looks like they're taping up either his finger or one of his thumbs. Who knows? Now, that's his non-glove hand. That's his throwing hand. Which means if you're DC Everest and you're paying attention to this, you want to try and steal third base and test out that throwing hand. Right? Right. That is if Sam Romanski stays in the game. Who would the Lumberjacks have as a backup catcher? They list Will Brand as a backup catcher on their roster. Brand is the DH in this game. As we continue to have this injury stoppage while they take a close look over at catcher Sam Romanski. Yeah, they're taping up Romanski. It looks like his intention is to stay in this ballgame if he can. Lumberjacks led this game 1-0. They got their run in the top of the second inning. Charge to Sean Lutke. And the Lumberjacks just moved their leadoff runner around. Ian Corbett started off the second inning with a single, was sacrificed over to second by Eric Daniel, and was then brought home on the aforementioned Sam Romanski's RBI single. Romanski is indeed staying in the game. He's going back behind home plate, took a practice throw, and now he's ready to settle back into his position as we are ready for play to resume. The Evergreens have a runner on second base, and the count to Hines is 0-1 after that foul back bunt that caused the stoppage for this injury. big lead at second base. The runner is not going, bunting, and you know what? That hit him in the hand again. Oh, my goodness. Sam Romanski reached out for that ball, and I think it hit his hand again. Yeah, he just put that hand behind his back, like, ouch. Instead, it's no balls, two strikes. That's why, gee, I'd rather play the outfield than catch. Right there. 0-2 is the count as the Evergreens try and move this runner in second over to scoring position, get him down to third at least. Bunt is not on there. The pitch from Bryce Widmark is inside. It's one ball and two strikes. Evergreens up by five and looking for more. We have none out in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-2 pitch from Widmark to Bryce Hines. That one's wide. Almost got away from the catcher there. Two balls, two strikes. Today's Evergreens and Lumberjacks broadcast is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Providing sound financial products and services, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. 2-2 pitch coming. Off-speed pitch. It's chopped to shortstop. They're going to try to go to third and cut down the runner, and they got him. Luke Strick was able to throw accurately to Ben Schubring, and the lead runner is erased. Bryce Hines reaches first base on that fielder's choice. But now there is one out, and instead of a runner in scoring position, the Evergreens have a runner at first. And here comes Ryan Kell. Kell with a double back in the second inning. Brought in a run, and he would come around to score. Ryan Kell 1-for-2 in today's ballgame. This is his first time facing Bryce Widmark. Widmark checks that runner at first, and it was the batter who asked for time. Widmark half completed his throw and instead threw the pitch towards his team's dugout. Wasn't quite sure if he was going to stop or not and release the ball. Threw it exactly midway between first and home. As Ryan Kell sensed that Bryce Widmark was taking a long time before he got into his motion. Time was granted just before Widmark started his move to the plate. And Bryce Widmark looks like he's a little frustrated about it. So we are still waiting for the first pitch to Ryan Kell with one out and a runner on first. Runner is going. Pitch is over for a strike. Throw down to second. Stolen base. Bryce Hines got a pretty good jump there. And the throw from catcher Sam Romanski was low regardless. So the Evergreens do manage to get a runner into scoring position. Which means now with one out, Ryan Kell or Alex Kell will both have a chance to deliver hits to bring in that runner from second. 0-1 pitch coming from Bryce Widmark, and this has popped up foul territory out of play down the first baseline. I wonder if my counterpart, Tom King, is watching this game. Again, he coaches many of these kids for American Legion play, particularly on the Walsall East team. And Walsall West, too. So for yesterday's game, where Tom is doing the play-by-play, double duty, scouting and sizing up his team for the summer for the American Legion Walsall Bulldogs. 0-2 pitch here. That's wasted. Foul back. Widmark always looks like he's around the plate. I don't think we've seen the number two pitch from Widmark. I think he's thrown nothing but fastballs since coming on here. Widmark looks like he throws strikes. That's what you'd like. Also looks kind of hittable. I mean, that's not an elite fastball. That's a good fastball. 0-2. That one's up high. Widmark does kind of change his delivery point. That one was, kind of two-thirds delivery, three-quarters, missed up high. It's a ball and two strikes to Ryan Kell. Alex Kell awaits on deck. Ryan is today's second baseman. Alex is today's shortstop. Out in front there, he swings and misses, and Ryan Kell has struck out. That is Bryce Widmark's first strikeout. And now with two outs, it is up to Alex Kell. Alex Kell is working on a nice day. Good play in the field, and he's 2-for-2. Alex Kell for the season now is 12 of 34 at the plate. First pitch there is at the knees. Fastball, strike one. Alex Kell has an RBI, drove in a run back in that second inning, in that two-run second inning. Where the Evergreens took a lead that they have not given back. 0-1 pitch, off-speed pitch there. That's the first time we've seen something other than a fastball. Bounced in front of the plate, and the runner advances. On a wild pitch, Bryce Hines moves from second to third. So that pitch was short of the plate. One ball and one strike. So now Alex Kell steps into the batter's box for the runner at third. Still two outs. The Lumberjacks can play the infield back. And here's a line drive sinking, and it gets down into right field. An RBI single for Alex Kell, who's 3-for-3 today. What a nice game for Alex Kell. His single brings Bryce Hines home from third, and the Evergreens are now up 7-1. You know, after the Evergreens were really beaten and kind of outclassed by Stevens Point, I mean, the Spash pitching staff is just so good. This is the nice turnaround game that the Evergreens needed. They have methodically built this lead and are now up 7-1. Top of the order, Mason Hagenbusher. Mason swings and misses. He tipped that back into the catcher's glove for strike one. And after the Lumberjacks' 1-0 lead, all 7 of these runs the Evergreens have scored are unanswered. Hagenbusher sacrificed down in the fourth inning, although he was really bunting for a base hit. So he's 0-for-2 officially. Runner is going, hit and runs on, swing and a miss, throw down to second, stolen base. Gets into the outfield, but not far enough away for Alex Kell to take another base. Evergreens have shown a willingness now to run on catcher Sam Romanski. Mason Hagenbusher is down in the count, 0-2. Got to shorten up and put this into play if he'd like to get a hit and perhaps bring in another RBI. Evergreens have been sending everyone from second base trying to score, and they haven't been caught doing it yet. And here's a fly ball, got under it, and sends it to shallow right field. Right fielder Cameron Gutzmacher is there and makes the catch, and that brings the inning to a close. So Mason Hagenbusher, 0-for-3. That's the one bit of bad news on what's been a good news day for the Evergreens. They get one more run in the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the sixth is next, and the Evergreens lead the Lumberjacks 7-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are Buckhorn! It's the top of the sixth inning at Simon Field. The Evergreens lead the Lumberjacks 7-1. So time is getting late for Wausau East. 6, 7, and 8 in the Lumberjacks batting order due to bat against Austin Solomon.
Solomon is an emergency reliever for Sean Ludke, who left the game in the third inning with what looked like an elbow injury. And Austin Solomon has been good since then. He's allowed only one hit, no runs. And he's about to enter now his fourth inning of work. So Austin Solomon, I mean, he's one of the Evergreens' heroes in this game. In fact, he's in line for the win should this score hold up. Here's Aaron Bison, a strikeout, 0-for-1.
Pitch over on the outside corner, strike one. Exactly what you want. Austin Solomon throwing lots of strikes in relief here. Solomon looks in. Here is his 0-1 pitch. Took something off there and just missed down low. It's a ball and a strike. Today's Evergreens baseball broadcast is brought to you by our website, everythingevergreens.com. At the game, post your photographs to everythingevergreens.com. Use the hashtag DC Everest. Lumberjack fans, double hashtag. Use the hashtag Wausau East. You'll post to both sites. our EverythingEvergreens.com and EverythingLumberjacks.com site is where you can get the podcast of all the play-by-play so you'll never miss a game. Photographs and blogs there, too. Pictures outside from Austin Solomon. He's now behind in the count 2-1 to Eric Daniel. Here's his windup and pitch. That's on the outside corner right at the knees. Hit his spot there, 2-2. Sam Romanski, who's had an eventful game, awaits on deck for the Lumberjacks. We'll talk about that when he takes his turn in the batter's box. 2-2 pitch. Swing and fouled off. Over the screen and onto Jelinek Avenue. And into the big White House's yard, bounced off their birch tree near the garage. If I owned that house, I'm not sure I would keep that RV right there. But what can you do? Two balls, two strikes. See if Solomon has his strikeout pitch coming here. Here it comes. Just missed outside. Count goes full. You hear the Everest bench down below us chattering that they wanted the right hand to go up for our home plate umpire. It did not. Here in the press box, we thought so too. Instead, we go full. Austin Solomon, see if he battles back here. Bounce that one in the dirt. And Austin Solomon has just issued his first walk. So the pitch that brought us to 3-2 was closer than the actual payoff pitch. And here comes Sam Romanski, 1-2. Romanski was involved in not a violent, but a significant home plate injury. Evergreens were able to score on that play. Cody Cocker came around from second and was able to get in there, and he made contact with the catcher, slid, but as the ball was arriving, Romanski was unable to hold on to it. Pitch there is a strike. And then Romanski looked like he hurt himself on what was going to be a sacrifice bunt that was fouled back, hit him in the hand. And then after that long delay, his hand was looked at. I'm not sure if he has a tape on it now. Can't really see. He's got his batting glove on. He's hitting the hand again on the very next pitch. 0-1. Pitch to Romanski. And he reaches out, lined or just blooped, caught by the third baseman, Cody Cocker. Cocker tripped over his shortstop, and they're going to say that is out, and they tag the runner at second. Cody Cocker looked like he caught that ball. He collided with his shortstop, Alex Kell, and the umpire indicated that the ball came loose. But the Evergreens still get the force at second because the runner at first had to hold up to see if that was caught or not. So the Evergreens get an out anyway. But Cody Cocker is kind of denied what would have been a nice catch. Just kind of a bloop there into the infield. So Romanski reaches on the caught ball, dropped ball after a collision on the infield. See that Cocker and Alex Kell are okay. Yeah, they are. So it's a force out at second, and Sam Romanski reaches at first, now for Bryce Widmark. Widmark started at third base and has come on to pitch in relief. And the pitch there, just missed outside, it's a ball. There is one out and a runner on first. Evergreens now about hit the Lumberjacks 7-4. Romanski is the runner at first. That's a fair trade because there's not as much speed there, so the Evergreens are happy with that. And Widmark takes a strike. It's one ball, one strike. Today's Evergreens East game is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. They were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, and they say where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. One ball, one strike, one out. And that pitch from Austin Solomon is inside, 2-1.
2-1. Catcher with a throw down to first, the runner's back. I'm Chris Conley, and you are listening to Wausau East D.C. Everest Baseball at Simon Field. Tuesday's game here was just downright cold because the wind was blowing and howling. The wind is calm here. But again, we're playing baseball in the middle of May, and the temperatures are in the 40s. Here's a ground ball to third. Cody Cocker fields it, goes over to second, gets the lead run, relay to first. That's a double play. Around the horn we go, 5-4-3, and the Evergreens are out of the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth coming up. D.C. Everest leading Wausau East 7-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In inner city, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens are on the bat for the bottom of the sixth inning. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens have a 7-1 lead. The Evergreens did not score in the first, but have pushed runs across in every frame since then. Two in the second, one in the third, three in the fourth inning where they sent eight men to the plate, and one more in the fifth. That's a 7-1 lead. And Bryce Widmark will have to face the best batters that the Evergreens have. Cody Cocker, Mike Plaza, and Wyatt Brown.
Number 17, Cody Cocker.
This is the first time that Cocker is going to bat against Widmark. In fact, all of these batters in the middle of the order have faced only Ben Shebring, the starter. So now Bryce Widmark is facing these batters for the first time. Pitch is high and inside to Cody Cocker. That's a ball. Cocker is a hit and a walk, so he is 1-for-2, and he scored a run back in the first inning. In fact, he was involved in that play at the plate, contact with Sam Romanski, the Lumberjacks catcher. Pitches down low, and Cocker is ahead in the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Evergreens and East Baseball, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of high school sports. 2-0 pitch, that's a sidearm delivery from Widmark, and fouled off down the first baseline. Cost Cody Cocker a strike. Cocker, of all the infielders, I think he's probably had the most playing time for the Evergreens. 42nd at-bat of the season. That's the most plate appearances of anyone in the Evergreens lineup. That one almost hit him inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. If he didn't hop back from that left-handed batter's box, that would have grazed the front of his uniform, would have hit his jersey. Rather hit than get on that way. And here's a 3-1 pitch. This should be a hitter's pitch, and it is outside. Ball anyway. So Cody Cocker reaches. Lead runners aboard, courtesy of a walk. First free pass that Bryce Widmark has allowed. Mike Plaza here.
Mike Plaza has cooled off. I don't think so. He just got off to such a great start. He was hitting everything at the beginning of the season. Almost impossible to keep up that pace for more than a week or two. Plaza today has reached on an error and a fielder's choice and a walk, so he's been aboard every plate appearance, and he takes a strike. It's his first time against Bryce Widmark. I think Plaza's going to like that he's going to see fastballs here instead of a lot of off-speed stuff from when Shebring was on the mound. Plaza steps out. Plaza just looks like he's in charge at the plate, very composed, steps out. He gets into the batter's box and just looks like he has an approach, looks like he knows what he wants to do. 0-1 pitch with a runner on first and none out. Here it comes to Mike Plaza, held off on a pitch that was up high. 1 ball and 1 strike to Mike Plaza. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. They are proud supporters of local sports, and they wish all area athletes a successful season. And Glenray Radiators, who say that quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964, called Glenray Radiators. Runner's going. Plaza takes the pitch. Throw down to second. Runner is out. Cody Cocker gunned down by catcher Sam Romanski. The ball and the runner got there at the same time. The umpire raises the right hand. Cocker out on the attempted steal. That is the first time that Sam Romanski has thrown out a runner. Evergreens have taken 5 stolen bases on the Lumberjacks so far in the game. Now Plaza's back in with a 1-2 count, and now no one on. Plaza fisted there, and it's popped up foul territory. I think this is going to fall in foul territory. And we'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. Wyatt Brown on deck. Brown is 1-for-3. Mike Plaza got a hit in his last at-bat against Spash, looking for a hit here in what might be his last at-bat against Wausau East. That pitch is up over his head, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Bryce Widmark came on in relief of Ben Schubring to work the 5th inning. Now he is here working the 6th. So it's an inning and a third of work for Widmark so far. The Lumberjacks can be a little more generous with their pitching staff. They won't play again until Monday. Here's the 2-2 pitch sidearm delivery, and Plaza pops it up. This is close to the foul line. First baseman, Lumberjack, everyone's looking at it. It falls in fair territory. That's going to be a hit for Mike Plaza. The first baseman was going out. The right fielder was coming in. I got it. You got it. No one had it. And it fell in fair territory. My counterpart, Tom King, had said that he's seen that play before for Wausau East. That fly balls for these Lumberjacks have been an adventure this season. So, I mean, both teams, shaky defense. I mean, that counts as a hit, but boy, it should be an out. Wyatt Brown now bats with Plaza at first base. First ball hitting. This one's popped to right field, but only the right fielder is there, so there's no confusion about who's going to get it. And Cameron Gutzmacher actually didn't have that lined up all that way, had to move suddenly to his left. But he is able to make the catch. Wyatt Brown is out after seeing only one pitch. So Gritzmacher has had a little bit of an adventure here. Here's the Evergreens pitcher, Austin Solomon. So when Solomon goes home and tells the parents about his day today, will he brag about his pitching or his hitting? 1-for-2 at the plate. Pitchers always like to brag about it when they get a hit. That hit brought in a run, an RBI, back in the third when this game was much closer. That was a big hit for that point in the ballgame. Throw over to first base. Mike Plaza is back. Solomon hits here with 2 outs. The Lumberjacks will need at least 6 runs when they bat here in the 7th inning. Here's a ground ball up the middle, and it's a base hit. I think that means the Boston Solomon will be bragging about his hitting. He's 2-for-3. Put that right up the middle. Plaza moves over only one station to second base, so with 2 outs, the Evergreens have men on first and second, and here's Brady Burrell. Burrell reached on an error. He's 0-for-3, and while he was at second base, was thrown out while trying to go to third. The Evergreens are going to use a pinch runner for Austin Solomon. Jordan Ellenbecker will run, so this is an indication that Solomon is going to be sent back out there in the 7th inning, and why wouldn't you? Got a doubleheader tomorrow, so you want to conserve as much pitching as you can. And Solomon's been very strong. In fact, Solomon, the emergency reliever, is in line for the win here with a 7-1 win here, 7-1 lead. First pitch to Brady Burrell is down low. Burrell's job on this team is to pitch. He is 3 of 22 at the plate. Coming into today, he was hitting 158. 1-0 pitch. That's a sidearm delivery, and it's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Should Burrell keep the inning going? Bryce Hines is waiting on deck for the Evergreens. Here's Widmark's 2-0 pitch with 2 outs and 2 on. And ball is hit on the ground to shortstop. It is fielded cleanly by Luke Strick. He gets the force at second, and that brings the inning to an end. It's the first time since the first inning that the Evergreens do not score. We move to the top of the 7th. It'll be the last at-bat for the Lumberjacks, and they trail D.C. Everest 7-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox, the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Gary Hill is our guest. Obviously, you've taken very special moments in racing and converted that onto, you know, a canvas. Talk about that a little bit.
I grew up going to the races. I literally do not remember life without a race car. And in the 70s, the passion was so great that I pursued a racing career. But like so many people in motorsports, all of us wanted to be race car drivers, but we can't all be race car drivers, so we get slotted in the sport in other ways. I always have some artistic talent, and I put that talent together with my love of motorsports, and for 30 years I've been able to make a career out of it, and it's been a blessing.
Race day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens defense, which has been a sometimes thing this season, has been better today. They've allowed only one error, and they lead the Lumberjacks 7-1. Here we go to the top of the seventh, last chance for Wausau East, and Adam Peterson, the number nine batter, to lead off against Austin Solomon. Solomon's first pitch. Solomon has faced only two over the minimum since he came on in the third inning. And he came on when Sean Lutke looked like he injured that elbow. He came on with none out and two men on and was not touched up for a run. Pitch there is on the outside corner. And Austin Solomon's ahead in the count 0-2. Austin Solomon has been fabulous today. Let's see if he's got Adam Peterson set up here. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Austin Solomon gets the strikeout. Fourth strikeout for Austin Solomon against only one walk. We come now to the top of the Lumberjacks batting order. Tanner Denke to bat. Two strikeouts and reached on a fielder's choice. 0 for 3 today. And he has faced Austin Solomon only once. His first two at-bats were against Sean Lutke. Pitches over for a strike. So here in the seventh inning, every pitch that Austin Solomon has offered has been a strike. That's how you'd like to close out a ball game. 0-1 delivery to Denke, and that's a ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Alex Kell going to have to charge it. Quick throw, bounce it in the dirt, safe. I think he was going to beat that out anyway. We'll wait for a scoring decision on whether that's going to be an error or a hit. It is going to be a hit for Tanner Denke. It is only the second hit that Austin Solomon has allowed. The shortstop, Alex Kell, waited for the big bounce and played that back, which means he was going to have to rush his throw to first. The throw was down in the dirt, but I think Denke legged it out, and our official scorer agrees. We like when we're in harmony up here. One out, runner on first here in the top of the seventh. Will Brand, the designated hitter, takes up high. We mentioned earlier that Brand is the backup catcher for the Lumberjacks, and it looked like for a while that he was going to be forced into service if Sam Romanski was injured. Romanski's taken some contact at the plate. Looked like he was injured by a foul ball, too. 1-0 pitch coming here to Brand. That's over for a strike. Evergreens and East Baseball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine and Sports Medicine Care, with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. We're in the top of the seventh, so it's the last chance for the Lumberjacks. One ball, one strike, and one out, and there's a swing and a miss. Brand chased up high there. Denke is the runner at first. Wausau East hasn't scored in what just seems like forever. They pushed that run across back in the second inning. All zeros since then. 1-2 pitch. That one's bounced in front of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Austin Solomon is a sophomore. I could see him playing a big role on this Evergreens pitching staff for next season. I mean, he throws strikes, which you like to see, and he battles. Outside there, the count goes full. It's three balls and two strikes. Austin Solomon, at times, has been a little inconsistent. That has not been a problem here. It's been a very good outing. We've seen other games. In fact, the two games that come to mind were both cold weather games. Well, this one's it's not a Florida game here. This is fouled back down the third base line at 3-2. We'll do it all over again. Yes, Solomon was likely not planning on pitching today and came on in the third inning and has not been touched up for a run since. He's got a runner on first, but Solomon is focusing exactly where he should be, on getting the out at the plate. Will Brand is waiting on a 3-2 pitch, and that is outside. It's ball four. Second walk that Solomon has allowed. Now there are runners on first and second with one out. Well, if the Lumberjacks can get a few more hits and push a few more runs in, maybe this top of the seventh inning could get a little bit interesting. We're not at that point yet. Cameron Grützmacher has walked twice and lined out to first base. Takes a strike there. And it looks like his instruction was to wait till strike one came, and now it has. Sunshine peeking through the clouds in this late afternoon at Simon Field. A little bit better than that light rain that we had when this game was just getting underway. We're glad that didn't last. Would have made this a gloomy, not so pleasant day. Pitch there is low in the dirt. Mason Hagenbusher can't locate the ball. The umpire kicked the ball, didn't realize it was behind him, and both the runners are going to advance. Mason Hagenbusher didn't see where the ball was. It was actually kind of right between his legs. It was right at his cleat, and then as he moved around, the umpire kind of got tangled up with that ball, too. Check there if we'll score as a wild pitch or a pass ball. And now the infield umpire is talking to pitcher Austin Solomon. Well, on the miscue at the plate, I'm assuming we'll score that wild pitch. Runners moved up to second and third. So Cameron Grützmacher could bring in two with a hit to the outfield now, and the count is one ball and one strike on him. Evergreens continue to play the infield back. No reason to play in here. You want outs, and you'll trade runs for them here. Pitch is low. It's two balls and a strike. And Austin Solomon should recognize that, too. Let him put the ball in play. Hope the guys behind you can make the outs. It is still 7-1, although this is probably the most serious threat the Lumberjacks have mounted, in a while. First time that Solomon's been in anything that looked like trouble. He just missed the outside corner there, 3-1. That was a close pitch. Solomon could have gotten that. Again, you know, you don't want to really the corners here. Should Grützmacher be issued a walk, the bases would be loaded for Ben Schubring. Cleanup batter. Pitch there is on the outside corner. That pitch, strike two, didn't look much different than what was ball three, so the count is full now. Lumberjacks have runners on second and third, but they need six runs here in this top of the seventh inning to keep the ball game going. 3-2 pitch for Boston Solomon. See if he does battle back here, and he does. Call strike three on the outside corner. You bet Austin Solomon battled back there. And now there are two down. Solomon is one out away from bringing the ball game to an end, and he will face Ben Schubring. Schubring 0-3, two ground outs and a flyout. So Evergreen's pitching has really done a good job containing the heart of this Wausau East batting order. In fact, 3, 4, and 5 today are a combined 1 of 7 in the ballgame. Pitches a strike to start off Ben Schubring. And on top of that, Schubring stands to take the loss in this game. He worked the first 5 innings for the Lumberjacks. Can pad his stats here if he can get a hit and bring in two. Solomon steps off and looks that runner at third base back. It is Tanner Denke who is on third. He's there thanks to a hit. And Will Brand is on second, got there from a walk, and the runners moved up on a wild pitch. That catcher, Mason Hagenbusher, had trouble locating. No balls, one strike. That pitch is down low. Mason Hagenbusher with a good stop there, went down to his knees and kept it from going past him. It's a ball and a strike now. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreens and Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. 1-1 pitch. Up high, it's two balls and a strike. Lumberjacks look like they're being more selective here in the seventh inning against Austin Solomon. Again, Solomon's got to recognize that. Throw strikes. comes set. Here is his 2-1 pitch, and there's a ground ball to the left side. It gets through into left field. That'll score one run, and Wausau East will hold the runner at third. So a two-out single from Ben Schubring gets a run in and makes it 7-2. And East will have runners on the corners for Ian Corbett. Third base coach put up the stop sign there. You don't want to make the out that ends the ball game at the plate, so that's the right play. The single keeps the game going for Ian Corbett. Corbett singled, reached on an error, and flied out, so he is 1-for-3. And that's the first run allowed for Austin Solomon. Yeah, I can't say enough about him. Solomon's been really good. First pitch is over, a call strike to Ian Corbett. Evergreen's one out away from securing this win. A loss for the Lumberjacks would send them back into last place in the Valley Conference standings. Would drop them to 2-5. 0-1 pitch, here it comes, out in front of that and fouls it back, 0-2. So now Austin Solomon is one strike away from nailing down this win for the Evergreens. The Evergreens today are wrapping up 5 home games in a row. And they're looking to finish with a 2-3 record before heading out on the road tomorrow. Here comes the 0-2 pitch that misses inside. Brushed Ian Corbett back there. 1-2. The schedule is funny. After today, the Evergreens have only one regular season home game left. The Merrill Blue Jays will come calling. The Evergreens might get a playoff game. In the playoff seedings, the top 4 teams get byes, and the Evergreens might be 5, 6, or 7 and get a home game. Swing and a miss. Ian Corbett strikes out. Austin Solomon is touched up for a run, but he strikes out the side in the 7th inning as the Evergreens defeat the Lumberjacks 7-2. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. We'll be back with a final recap after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
May is American Stroke Month. Stroke is the nation's 4th leading cause of death and a leading cause of adult disability. Yet with new therapies, many strokes can be effectively treated when detected early. Symptoms occur suddenly and may include numbness or weakness in the face, arm or leg, especially on one side of the body. Other warning signs include intense headache, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, trouble speaking, and sudden vision changes in one or both eyes. Treatment is usually most effective within 3 hours of symptom onset. Medical imaging is often performed in the initial evaluation and the treatment of patients with stroke. Image-guided treatment can result in complete or near-complete recovery from the effects of stroke. Remember, stroke is treatable when recognized quickly. Know the symptoms and seek emergency medical help immediately when you see the signs. For information on stroke risks, symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment, visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder is from the Radiological Society of North America.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. We're just moments ago. The D.C. Everest Evergreens defeated the Wausau East Lumberjacks 7-2. The winning pitcher, Austin Solomon. Solomon was 2-for-3 at the plate. He'll want to brag about that. He had an RBI as well. Solomon came in emergency relief of Sean Ludke with an elbow injury. Solomon works 5 innings. He allowed only 2 hits. 1 run. It was earned. Austin Solomon struck out 6 and walked 2 at his today's winning pitcher. Ben Schubring takes the loss. He worked through the fourth inning. He allowed 6 runs, 5 were earned. He gave up 6 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 3 walks for Ben Schubring in defeat today. The Evergreens out-hit the Lumberjacks 9-5. Alex Kell, one of the hitting stars, he was 3-for-3. The aforementioned Austin Solomon, 2-for-3. Ryan Kell had the only extra base hit of the ball game for the Evergreens. It was a double back in the second inning, where the Evergreens were able to push 2 runs across. A couple of turning points in this ball game. The Evergreens really widened their lead. They were leading 3-1 when they came into the fourth inning and sent 8 batters to the plate and tallied 3 times. There was a walk issued in that inning, and it came around. It was also a wild pitch and an error that moved the runners forward. So the Lumberjacks were not their own best friends in that 3-run uprising. By the time that inning was over, the score was 6-1, and the Evergreens never really looked back there. The Lumberjacks also had an opportunity in this game in the third inning. They loaded up the bases, and that's when Sean Lutke suffered that injury. Lutke faced the first 2 batters, gave up a hit and a walk, and then something went wrong with his elbow. He left the game, and Austin Solomon came in with 2 men on and no one on base. Solomon's defense committed an error behind him, a bobbled ball and a wide throw from shortstop Alex Kell. That loaded up the bases with only 1 out. But the Lumberjacks were unable to score as Austin Solomon battled back with a strikeout and then a bounce out to the box that put out that uprising, with the Lumberjacks unable to get a run across. Final line score today, D.C. Everest 7 runs, 9 hits and 1 error. Walsall East 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. So on Fox Sports Radio, our next Evergreens broadcast will be a doubleheader tomorrow at Carson Park in Eau Claire as the Evergreens take on Eau Claire Memorial. Join us for that double dip starting at 10:45 in the morning, first pitch at 11 o'clock, and you'll hear both games here on Fox Sports. The Lumberjacks have the weekend off, and they will be next in action at home, only their second home game of the season. Their Monday afternoon game is against Medford, and we'll have live coverage of that game. Tom King will be back as the Lumberjacks play-by-play voice for a Monday afternoon 5 o'clock start with our broadcast time at 5:45. Evergreens improved to 3-5 in the Valley and 5-7 overall. Walsall East slips into last place, 2-5 in conference and 5-8 overall. From Simon Field, I'm Chris Conley repeating our final score, Evergreens 7, Lumberjacks 2. Thanks for joining us for East Everest Baseball. Good afternoon, everybody, on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.